Linemaster line, which is the UTV out of Indiana. Here's the deal. We're setting the prices, setting the tone, getting things ready to roll for the season. We've got a lot of help from our different lines. Husqvarna is running some huge discounts on different things, up to 20% off. And they're really, really aggressively hitting the market for those cash customers, those check customers, people that aren't needing financing. So if you're thinking about buying something and you've got a little cash put away, this is the place to come. We've got some great deals going. Key here at Miller Itma is we only handle the best of the best, and because of that, most people are really, really happy with what they have and enjoy the fact that they're buying something that's going to last 30 years or longer, and that's really the key about buying quality up front.
You're going to have to mow a path for the Easter Bunny now, I think, this weekend. The grass is growing there, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I go north or south or east or west?
I don't know which way he comes. I figured you'd know.
I don't either. Maybe I'll do an S, and then he'll just figure it out himself.
All right. Sounds good to me. Have a good one, Tom.
Oh, you bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a growing memorial outside the student union on the campus of Florida State University in Tallahassee, where two students were shot and killed and four others wounded yesterday when police say gunman Phoenix Eitman opened fire. ABC's Faith Abube.
The investigators say the suspect ignored repeated commands to drop his weapon, forcing them to shoot him. He's now in custody in the hospital being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He has refused to speak with investigators as they try to uncover what allegedly led him to this deadly rampage. This campus is closed, and the victims are painfully waiting for some answers.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported and now detained in El Salvador. Van Hollen says he does intend to keep fighting for Abrego Garcia to get his rights to due process. The state of New Jersey has filed a lawsuit against social media app Discord, claiming the platform recklessly exposes children to graphic violent content. This is ABC News. Hours before a resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers, the Los Angeles district attorney has thrown a curveball.
In a last-minute move, LADA Nathan Hochman arguing the judge needs to see the state parole board's new risk assessment of the brothers before deciding if they should get a reduced sentence for the shotgun murders of their parents.
We believed it constituted additional facts that the court should consider in deciding whether or not the Menendez brothers do pose a risk of danger to society.
Inside, a frustrated Judge Michael Jessic rubbing his face, saying he needs to ask the governor's office for clarification about whether he can use the report, adding, this is stupid.
That's ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman in Los Angeles. Federal judge branding Google an abusive monopolist for illegally exploiting some of its online marketing technology to boost its profits. That ruling coming on the heels of another court decision that concluded Google's search engine is stifling competition. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Cordon Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
5 minutes after 7, it does appear that it might be finally clearing up after a couple of hours of severe weather around southwest Wisconsin, getting a little bit of light rain right now. 85 one-hundredths of an inch of precip here at the studios this morning in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and some much-needed rain, that's for sure. We could have done without some of the hail we received as well. Going to have to check the old mighty vibe. I think it might have taken some shots this morning.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
Yep, we get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Yeah, and it would be like, go Gary, go Gary, U.S. Cellular, love Gary.
I'm cool with just the music.
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Customers can get $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even one drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 60s today with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Redeveloping this afternoon, a 30% chance. A few more showers possible early tonight. A low of 39, 57 Saturday. Easter Sunday, 53 with soaking rains moving in around midday. Winds have picked up here at the studios. 15-mile-an-hour winds. We have also received 85 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning, and it is 48 degrees. Severe weather rolling through here this morning with reports of some pea-sized hail. We had pea-sized to quarter-sized hail here at the WRCU studios a couple of hours ago. Kind of reminiscent of the April storm we had some years ago that did a lot of damage to roofs and whatnot, but it was very, very kind of centralized and localized. Not a lot of people, it wasn't widespread, fortunately, but they want to especially check your sidings and your roofs this morning as we get daylight and just kind of assess things to make sure today. WRCO, WRCE on a Friday.
I once thought above as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted to gamble on love just one time. I never thought I would get caught. It seemed like the perfect crime. Baby, you left me defenseless. I've only got one plea. Lock me away inside of your love. Throw away the key. I'm guilty of love in the first degree.
Minutes after 7 on a Good Friday. Good Friday today. We'll have a broadcast of the Good Friday service that will be held today at 1 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. We'll present that tonight at 7 on WRCO. International Amateur Radio Day today, so we salute all of those amateur radios. And, of course, we have a good number of those folks here in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. National Lineman Appreciation Day. It's also Velociraptor Awareness Day today. There are a lot of youngsters that are really into dinosaurs. They can probably tell you about it. National Animal Crackers Day, Newspaper Columnist Day as well, and Pet Owners Independence Day. Oh, okay. And it is Pinata Day. Good day to put up a pinata there. Celebrate. Rascal Flatts with Jonas Brothers here on WRCO, WRCE.
I almost lost my mind out on Mulholland Drive. Yeah, it's hard to see the view. All I see is you. All I see is you. You give me just enough. Picket fences couldn't come too soon. Oh yeah, I know you're careful, 'cause you've been broken before. You're almost there. I know you
self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am, and I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Secret to my success, a good woman. I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get in.
On Country and Community WRCO, where we give you a little more Hank coming up in just a moment here today, plus birthdays and anniversaries.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump. 647-6345.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at wilkinsonauctions.com.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total Nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Good morning. Dodging the raindrops this morning.
Did the hail wake you up, Hank?
I was awake since last night.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah, I had a late night in Ithaca. So.
Yeah, I heard there was a rain delay.
A little one. I'm blaming Adam.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
He's a good one to blame.
He is.
About an hour worth or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit longer, but.
Might have been.
No, good ball games.
Mm-hmm.
So
once you got him in.
Once we got him in, yeah. I didn't get home. You talk about beating me home early. What time were you home last night?
Oh, 7:30. I got wet, though, taking my stuff to the car.
Did you really?
It was raining pretty good.
I have to put the iPod back up?
No. I actually had a booth last
night. Oh, okay.
The
baseball. That's even better for you.
Baseball, yeah, absolutely. That hail this morning, and I tell you what, that might be some of the hardest hail that I've ever seen.
Really?
This morning here at the studio.
Just because it was ice, or just because it come down hard?
Come down hard. I mean, here in the studio, I couldn't hear the music on the monitor. I mean,
wow.
I turned it up. It was hitting the roof and the window that hard. And I went and opened the back door. The poor old vibe was just getting socked. So we're going to have to put in an insurance claim probably on that because
yes,
it's such a showpiece. But
you got to be careful with that. Classic.
Real classic. But honestly, I could have taken snow shovels and shoveled up the hail. That's how.
Really? Did you take any pictures at all?
I did not. No.
Wow. Well,
because I was kind of on
that's
the
our leader.
Kind of on the air reading severe thunderstorm warnings, which kept popping up regularly, you know, almost like every minute or so there was a new one coming up.
You couldn't have put like a Love a Rainy Night one out, took a picture and come back?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, you know what? You're always...
I'm all about the audio. I'm not about the picture and the video. So
no, you know, but
I need to be more like that.
You're all about your audience and making sure everybody's safe.
Right. Well, that was the main thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a fun time at the baseball game. Met Louise Schadauer, who threw out the first pitch.
How was that?
Well, it was fun.
Good.
105 years old. Her sister was there. She's 104. And so...
who caught?
Delightful young ladies. Well, normally it's the catcher, but I think it was the focus was on her, but I think it was Jacob McDonald who was the starting pitcher that caught the ball.
Cool. So I bet that was kind of neat
for
him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So was it a strike?
It was a nice pitch. She went out and stood
good
there.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Threw it better than I would have.
You think?
I know.
Yeah, we had some pretty good pitching last night, Phil.
Did you?
Yeah, we did, actually. So first game, I think we got done about an hour and 20 minutes. So then the second game, we started and stopped. And oh, let's take the tarps off. So we started, and we said, nope, it's still coming. So,
yeah.
So I think the biggest factor of finishing the ball game last night, both coaches just didn't have any dates open.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest factor at this point.
This early in the season, yeah. You'd think there'd be one, but it's hard to find.
It's really hard to find one.
And that's why they played a doubleheader last night.
Right.
Because one of those games was canceled earlier.
Earlier, yeah.
Because of cold.
And Henry got the short straw again.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
So, Mr. the little hillbilly kid, not the little kid, but during warm-ups, during the third inning, the second game, there was a... I was over there talking to Jason, the other umpire, and I got hit in the leg, Phil.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too bad.
The back, yeah.
Back of the leg?
Oh, yeah, and there's a nice bruise. So,
oh.
So, a little, so he comes up and said, it's baseball is what it's about. So
that's going to hurt your modeling career this weekend if you got a bruise.
Well, there's no Speedos this weekend.
No, probably not.
So should I get hit every weekend?
He should have aimed higher, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe he was.
Oh, well.
So anyway, well.
Do you have any more games to umpire this weekend?
Nope. Done.
Well, you get a chance to heal up your bruises.
Yeah, heal up my bruises and my ego a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I don't know. That'll take a while.
Yeah. So anyway, we had...
Do we have any recipes today?
We have one.
One recipe?
Yeah. Are you interested? Or?
Yeah. Hold on. It's time for Cooking with Hank.
That's a helicopter.
That's all I have.
Oh, it's a great sound effect.
Thank you.
A nice hotkey there. Just push that hotkey and go. All right, my man. Today's Friday, April 18th. And cooking with Hank today, buddy, we have the Dumpster Omelet Deluxe.
Oh, right. Sounds luscious.
It's a gourmet experience for any financially frugal and fridge-curious people.
Oh.
So okay. Here we go. Two eggs or whatever's left over in the carton that hasn't fused to the shale.
The shale?
The shale.
Shell.
One generous handful of shredded cheese. Mm-hmm. Definition of cheese is loose, so whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese sticks, whatever like that.
So, oh, whatever you have. Okay, all right.
Leftovers that look suspicious, then your, and then my my text history, okay? And an optional hot sauce, regret, or even a prayer. That's all the ingredients that you need. So, all right. Begin with the confidence. Pretend you're on a cooking show. Announce to your cat. I announced to my dog that today we'll be making something bold and rustic. Bonus point if you call it a deconstructed breakfast experience. Crack those eggs, throw like your dreams at tax season.
Which we just went by.
Right.
Yeah.
Beat them in a pan like you owe them money. I'm still beating them. Fridge dive. This is the magic moment. Reach into the abyss of your refrigerator. Pull out the mystery containers of the leftovers for the week. If it doesn't growl or wink at you, it's probably safe. The half burger from 2 nights ago. Yes, the taco meat that's probably still good.
Oh, yeah.
And also, yes, half a hot dog, 3 lonely tater tots, and some rice from Tuesday.
Ah.
You know what? Throw it all in there.
Throw it all together.
Yeah, without question.
Well, you don't waste that way.
Yeah, add some cheese. Doesn't matter if it's mozzarella, cheddar, or something that was cheese in a former life. Stir in and pray. Let everything simmer until it vaguely resembles food. If it smells, reminds you of the state fair, you're doing it right, Phil.
Wow.
Yep.
Yum, yum.
Serve with flair.
Uh-huh.
Rename for class. Call it a rustic fusion of bunch bowl or a farmhouse surprise.
Oh.
So, you
know. What do you need the eggs for, though?
You throw it all in.
Throw it, just kind of.
Oh, yeah. It stays together.
I see. It holds it together.
Huh? Yeah. Pairs with lukewarm coffee, orange juice, or from concentrate, of course.
Uh-huh.
Or off-brand ginger ale. Whatever wine is still in the fridge from New Year's. So you want to get rid of that by this time.
Yeah. If you open your liter bottle of soda and it goes, instead of, you still got a little fizz.
You still have a little left.
A little fizz in there. Yeah.
And the best enjoyed alone, Phil, while standing at the corner in your pajamas, pretending Gordon Ramsay would be proud of you. The Dumpster Omelet Deluxe.
Dumpster Omelet Deluxe. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. If anybody needs a copy of that, sure they don't, but they do.
I'm collecting the cookbook. They can find
it. Yeah, you're collecting them for a cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, I think you looked in my fridge because you talked about the leftover taco meat.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, to a T, you know. And then, how old is this, June? When do we hate this last, you know? And you try to count the days back.
It's just like, if it's more than one hand, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care if it smells like a state fair or not, I'm not eating. The word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Delights.
Delights.
Delights, yeah.
Uh-huh.
An electrical device used to illuminate.
Yeah, sure.
So here's my word for it.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Phil, turn out delights.
No, thank you. Turn out delights.
Turn out delights, yeah. You know.
Delights, yeah. Yeah,
so
there's a Delight, Arkansas, isn't there?
They are, yeah.
And I know that because, was it Johnny Cash born there?
Was it? No,
Glenn Campbell, I believe. I think Glenn Campbell, I have to look that up. I believe it's Delight, Arkansas.
Delight, Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah. Delight.
Hey, Phil, turn out Delight.
Delight.
Delight. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Stay. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
I'll probably have a little Easter egg hunt with the grandbabies.
I never got an invite. Was that lost in the mail?
Probably. Yeah, you can come over. But if you're putting out real eggs, you know, you might have a whole bunch of people trying to run there and get them before the kids do.
I know.
So be careful.
Hey, did you notice the new candy that I bought out there on the counter? The Twix.
I saw the Twix bar.
And you know, see the left ones and the right ones. Do not eat the left ones.
Don't eat the left ones?
No, they're not right. Have a good day. Be kind.
Speaking of which, yes.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Cobus & Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
¿Está comprando su primera casa? Buying your first home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to guide you every step of the way. From education and financial support to down payment assistance, we'll help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Don't go through the process alone. Let us help. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Tired of counting sheep?
Hi,
this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
This day in history in 1775, you remember Paul Revere? Yeah, he had his famous ride. It began on this day in 1775. Also, physicist Albert Einstein died in 1955 on this day. 2016, Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda's hip-hop stage biography of America's first Treasury Secretary, won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy first birthday to Stevie Sharon Pauline Peterson from Lori and the Guys. Have a great day today to George Faulkner from Five Points Lutheran Church, Eli Swenson from Five Points Lutheran, to Ron Papa Possum Parker. This is from Team Possum. Also to Jace Olson from Steve, Amanda, and Kelsey, Chris, and Isaiah. Also to Jace from Butch and Margaret. And also to favorite brother, Jace, happy ninth from favorite sister, Alyssa. Also, greetings to funny, smart, sport-loving son, Jace, happy ninth, love from mom and dad. Elsewhere, happy birthday to Stevie Peterson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and to Chris B., this today from 8675309. All right. From the RC Lions, happy birthday wishes on Good Friday to Chris B., Ryan Nimix, Amanda Bradley, Becky Clone, Emily Stafford, and Christopher Jarr. Happy birthday, Kathy Hasberg, today from her fans. Here's a special birthday wish as Kathy hits a plateau today. Happy birthday to Becky Clone from Teddy Bear. To my girl, Becky, love you from Secret Admirer, from the staff workers. Happy birthday to the best mom in the world, with love from Valerie and Roland. And happy birthday from all the rats and mice at Home of the Heart. Happy 38th, Becky K., from all your friends, Robert, Gary, Mildred, Ray, Phil, Ethel, Sheldon, Daniel, also Leon and Lacey, Tony, Tim, Art, Robert, Amanda, Heather, and Kinda. Bloom City Town Crier today saluting Roseanne Knorr, Bonnie Payne. Happy anniversary to Tim and Trudy Perry. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Leslie Guilford, to Dave Hilleman, to Daniel Hinkle, Brett Jenny, Julie Nanke, Jackson Schultz, and Jack Wilkinson. Coming up this weekend, Virginia McCauley's 93rd birthday. They're organizing a card shower for a very special lady who now resides with friends at Pine Valley Healthcare. Her birthday is coming up on Easter Sunday, so if you would want to remember her with a card, that would be great. Happy birthday to Roseanne Knorr from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary, Dan and Becky Tracy. And happy anniversary this week to Jim and Carolyn Burke, who celebrate 49 years together this week.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular in Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
Coming up, we have a busy morning, as always, do on a Friday. Coming up, our news update with Joanne Krulatz. And next hour, I'll check sports, a recap of all of those fun events yesterday in high school sports. Look ahead at the weekend with Mike Clements. He'll be checking in. He is a sports guy, guru from across the state, has followed Brewers and Badgers and Packers and Bucks all these years. But he'll check in and talk about Wisconsin sport notes during our 8 o'clock hour. We also have, of course, the vintage Paul Harvey broadcast, the rest of the story, and some Fresh for the Country tidbits, some brand new country releases. Later on today on the morning show, we will salute the Richland Center High School Band, which is always just a real star as they perform wherever they perform. So the tales a little bit later on that in that. And just have a really good Friday, a safe weekend. We hope you have a chance to talk to and be with family and friends. And we have a few things planned here and there. The biggest challenge we'll have is probably me wrestling away some of the candy from the grandkids, but other than that, it should be good. Enjoy your day. It's 50 degrees at WRCO in Richland Center.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. Some could have heavy rain. A 30% chance of a few more showers later in the afternoon with a high of 62. Tonight, a few showers possible early, then variably cloudy and cooler with a low of 39. It's 50 degrees in Richland Center.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw, chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vet Chapter 7 brought sale the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Aspen Institute, a global nonprofit organization whose purpose is to ignite human potential to build understanding and create new possibilities for a better world, has announced that Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, one of 16 colleges in the Wisconsin Technical College system, is the winner of the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the nation's signature recognition for high achievement and performance among America's community colleges. Since its creation in 2010, the Aspen Prize has been the nation's signature recognition of community colleges that are achieving high and improving outcomes for students. It honors colleges that show outstanding performance in several areas of student outcomes, student learning, certificate and degree completion, transfer and bachelor's attainment, and employment and earnings after graduation. In each area, the Aspen Prize looks for strong outcomes and substantial improvement for all students in different groups, including those historically underserved in higher education. Aspen Prize winner Southwest Wisconsin Tech stands out for its strong completion rates, including for lower-income students, and exceptional wage outcomes for graduates. 5 years after completion, graduates earn nearly $14,000 more than the average new hire in the region. The college exceeds the national average for community college graduation rate by nearly 20 percentage points. Southwest Wisconsin Tech is aiming even higher, working to raise its already impressive 54% graduation rate to 70% through multiple strategies, including ensuring that every student develops a career-aligned student success plan and has the support in place to complete their program. A culture of continuous improvement is deeply embedded at Southwest Wisconsin Tech. Faculty regularly assess student learning outcomes and adjust instruction to ensure better results each semester. Guided by a mission to never graduate anyone into poverty, Southwest Tech has restructured or replaced programs to align with living wage careers, demonstrating how a rural college with a modest budget can implement college-wide reforms that deliver outstanding results. As the winner of the 2025 Aspen Prize, Southwest Tech will receive $700,000 of the $1 million prize purse. The two finalists with distinction, San Jacinto College in Texas and South Puget Sound Community College in Washington, and Rising Star Wallace State Community College, Hanceville in Alabama, will each receive $100,000. Community learning sites across Wisconsin will have the opportunity to better support students and communities with improved out-of-school time opportunities thanks to funding allocation increases announced by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The DPI recently allocated $730,000 in federal grant funding to support 101 program sites through Nita M. Lowy 21st Century Community Learning Centers, a program that provides essential academic enrichment during non-school hours. This additional funding, an increase for current grantees and sites, was allocated through the Light Bulb Building Unity Through Learning and Belonging Fund, and will focus on critical areas of improvement, including expanding targeted literacy and mathematics support, addressing transportation challenges, fostering a sense of belonging for students, and strengthening family engagement. These investments aim to enhance student outcomes and create more inclusive, accessible learning opportunities for both children and their families. During the 2023-24 school year, over 19,000 students across Wisconsin benefited from 21st CCLC services. On average, students enrolled in these programs received an additional 495 hours of academic support and enrichment, equivalent to 69 extra school days. To be eligible for funding, schools must be Title I school-wide eligible, serving a high percentage of students who are economically disadvantaged. Applicants must also demonstrate a commitment to providing academic support and access to opportunities for students in need. Among the latest recipients is Pineview Elementary School in Reedsburg, receiving $11,500. Another candidate has announced their campaign for the top spot in the state's Democratic Party. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
A fourth candidate has announced to run for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Joe Sopecki, who teased his campaign following current chair Ben Wickler's announcement that he wasn't running again, said Democrats needed to build on the momentum of the past 6 years with Wickler.
This is about more than who is the next chair of the Democratic Party. It's that whoever is the next chair, that we cannot afford to have whoever it is waste time trying to stitch the party back together.
Sopecki joins Devin Remiker, Brian Kennedy, and William Garcia as candidates. A new chair will be elected this June at the WIS Dems convention.
The convention will be held in Wisconsin Dells June 14th and 15th. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Barnard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. Wisconsin sits on two Great Lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last full year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships, and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
A change of venue request has been denied for the teen accused of killing Lily Peters 3 years ago. Court officials said if Carson Peters Berger's defense team is worried about bias or prejudice in the Chippewa Falls jury pool, they can take care of it through the jury questionnaire process, meaning the case will stay in Chippewa County. The 17-year-old is accused of beating, sexually assaulting, and killing Peters 3 years ago as he was escorting her home following a visit to her aunt's house, something he told investigators that he had been planning for some time because he wanted to know what it would feel like to take a life. The case is scheduled for a hearing on June 9th. An injured inmate at a troubled Wisconsin prison. The Department of Corrections says a 44-year-old man housed at Waupun Correctional Institution jumped from a cell hall tier Tuesday morning. Prison staff immediately rendered aid, and the man was taken to Waupun Memorial Hospital by ambulance before being transferred to another facility by helicopter. A DOC spokesperson says because the department is a healthcare provider, federal privacy rules prevent the release of any more info on the man's condition.
Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with appliances from Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Get store-wide savings on Whirlpool, Maytag, Abana, and KitchenAid appliances during the Spring Fling sellout. Town & Country is packed with inventory, and you'll find great bargains with instant savings and rebates. Shop Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center next to Goodwill, or online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Friday, April 18th. Kieran J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at noon today at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will follow in St. Boniface Cemetery, Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home this morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kieran J. Miller, 75, of Reedsburg. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area, died unexpectedly March 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Ellen Hooker Hatfield, 72, of Dixon, Missouri, formerly of the Viola area. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died April 9th at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, May 25th at 2 o'clock at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church Sunday, May 25th, around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling
6 ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Tallahassee are still investigating Thursday's shooting on the Florida State campus that left 2 dead and 4 wounded.
The suspect identified as Phoenix Eichner, a 20-year-old FSU student whose stepmother is a veteran deputy with the local sheriff's department. Investigators say the suspect had both a handgun and a shotgun. The shooting sparking new debate about gun violence across the country. Some of the students on campus survived the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
That's ABC's Faith Abube. Maryland Governor Chris Van Hollen meeting Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported to El Salvador. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will walk away from ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia if no progress is made in the coming days. Alabama has become the latest state to approve measures that would ban pride flags from schools and mandate the display of the Ten Commandments. The bills also ban drag shows. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.